True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Right now, joining us, our Florida Ag Commissioner, Wilton Simpson. Commish, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Bob.
Well, as we approach, you know, it's Thanksgiving and everybody's celebrating. You and the governor have been busy. Tell me about this legislation you want to put together that's going after puppy mills.
Well, the governor's team reached out to us a few weeks ago about this. And basically what you've got is you've got a lot of very good puppy breeders in this state. You got a lot of very good people that do this stuff. But then you've got a lot of bad actors. And people would like to have transparency in how their pets are cared for, where they're, how they're maintained, the humanity, the transparency of that process. And what the governor's talking about doing is putting a process in place that does all of those things. The Department of Agriculture, we would draw up the best management practices for ethical dog breeders. And then DBPR would have some registry that would people would register to, and to make sure that they are, again, doing a humane, ethical treatment of our pets as they grow up.
My personal experience with folks, you know, that are breeding puppies, never had a problem. I could tell they absolutely loved what they were doing. But I know there's horror stories. Tell me about, you know, you're looking into the kind of places where these animals are going to, basically they're caged until they're sold.
Not only are they caged, a lot of times they don't have veterinarian care that they need. A lot of times they are not fed properly. They're not taken care of in a humane, ethical environment. And you're right, there are a lot of great dog breeders in the state that do everything exactly the way it should be, and these puppies and pets go to loving homes. But if you go to big.ranchrescue.org, you will see they have, I think, over 1,600 dogs that are in their care today. A lot of these where breeders will have a litter of puppies or be something medically wrong with them, and they ship them all. I mean, they'll take them all to give them the loving care they need till they get to a caring family. And so, you know, there's a lot of breeders in the state. There are a lot of people that are doing this that shouldn't be doing it, I would suspect. And I think what the governor is trying to set up here is a registry to make sure that when you're buying a pet, that you know you're getting it from someone of those quality breeders, as you talked about a few minutes ago.
Yeah, I mean, people, if they're breed specific because they have a history with that breed that they really like, or a friend does, you know, they want to make sure that, you know, they're starting from scratch with a healthy, healthy puppy, and that's not always the case. And unfortunately, I think that is part of the issue that people worry about when it comes time for adoption. You know, how has this animal been treated previous? And I know you can retrain in most cases, but I think some people, that's a concern. And, you know, we want to overcome that because we need to have more puppies and dogs and cats adopted.
Well, we need to get them adopted. And all of us know, everybody listening here knows that our dogs are part of our extended family. I said it yesterday, I have three grand dogs here where I live. And we love these pets. And what we want to make sure of is the bad actors are not operating here in the state of Florida. And that when you buy a puppy or when you get one from a shelter, hopefully that is, you know, they've been ethically and humanely treated. But again, these are very vulnerable animals, right? If they, you know, and during hard financial times, it gets harder on families to take care of these animals. A lot of them surrender them. And so, you know, this is an effort by the governor and the state of Florida to make sure that these pets are being treated humanely and treated in an ethical fashion until they get to their forever home, whether they come through an adoption process or you go purchase one. That's the main goal here.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, you know, in a previous subject, we talked about all these, you know, drugs, basically, that are marketed like candy and been on the shelves. And I know your department, you've made a big effort to shut this kind of thing down. How are we doing on that front in particular?
You know, we're doing very well. And the federal government, during this last CR, they added, I think there's a 12-month runoff period now on hemp type products that are being sold throughout the United States. It should not be being sold, but how we know we're making a difference, Bob, and this is very important. You go back 3 years ago, we had more than 2,000 kids a year visiting emergency rooms that had overdosed on hemp products, and they market these to our children in fancy packaging, colorful packaging. They make them look like gummy worms. They make them look like Skittles. And you may have 25 doses in one Skittle, or you may have, you know, 50 doses in a gummy worm or something. And so there's no scientific rationale to the way they're selling these other than they're trying to market these products to our children. The Department of Agriculture, working with the legislature, passed laws to give us the authority to go in and remove all of that type of product. If you are targeting our children, we are going to remove that from the shelves. We're going to issue stop orders and we're going to confiscate. We're going to destroy that product. And it's, these are very, very, very bad actors. And so the federal government just gave us a little more teeth into that. I think it goes into effect 12 months from now. And these are poisons. And by the way, adults can use these products. There's not a problem with that. The challenge is that if you go to take a product for a medicinal purpose, shouldn't you know what's in it? Should you know that if you go buy a Tylenol, you know that there's 250 milligrams or there's 500 milligrams in the Tylenol you're going to take. If you're going to take a hemp-laden product or infused product, you should know the dose that you're getting. And a lot of folks in our state use these products for medicinal purposes instead of using other types of medicines. And they find them very fulfilling, right? They find them very
helpful,
good for their health. Yeah, they're very healthy. But you have to know what you're taking. You can't be the wild, wild west. You can't take a pill one day and it's 35 doses, and the next day it's, you know, half a dose. And so I think there's got to be a regulatory net tightened around these medicinal products. When we say medicine, we actually mean medicine. You know, we passed a before the constitutional amendment was passed, we passed a law in the state of Florida for medicinal marijuana. And when you use it properly, and people do all the time, and we obviously have dispensaries for this, those products can be very helpful for the health of our community. When these products that are come out targeting our children and are not properly labeled and or not are improperly labeled, that's a big burden on our society and especially our children. And at the Department of Agriculture, we are not going to allow that to continue in the state. We have the ability to stop and remove those products. And that's exactly what we're going to do. If you're targeting our children, we're going to target you.
Absolutely. Love it. And it's always a pleasure to talk to you. And we just wish you and your family a wonderful Thanksgiving. Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, thank you.
You too, Bob. Have a blessed Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.